Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get shungite to the masses. You are entering the shungite zone. This is the Shungite Radio Show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio.
Welcome to the Shungite Reality Show. It's August 14th, 2025. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Derek Condit and Mark Joseph. We've got some kind of weird, interesting little stories to tell you. And I guess I'll just have Mark say hi and then turn it over to Derek.
Everybody, good to be here.
Thank you for being here. Derek, are you there?
I am here and I'm unmuted. Happy to be here too. So like Nancy was saying, this should be a somewhat interesting or odd show. We've got a couple topics to talk about. I got my little list here. I think I'm going to talk about the cell tower first, Nancy, because I think it was a couple days ago that I called you regarding that. So I'm going to back up, though, for the listeners and tell you why I'm even mentioning cell tower right now. So for what I've done recently, for lots of reasons, I've relocated a portion of our shungite backstock, you can call it. And for us, that's many tons worth. So I relocated it to a town called Darrington. I'm sorry, I'm jumping this over the mountains here where I used to live. Concrete, Washington. So there's storage units out there. And just by chance, how it worked out, the units that were available within the greater complex, and I'm just talking about, you know, just a typical storage unit place where you can rent a garage size one or larger for your RV, but enclosed, you know, garages all connected. So that type of storage lot. And so I moved some of it there. And again, the unit that was just happened to be available was sitting at the very base of a cell phone tower. So Concrete, Washington is out in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State. So I don't know, what, an hour and a half from the border of Canada. So it's just, and then about 45, I don't know how far, maybe 30, 40 minutes from the coast. So I'm talking about just into the forest there. So it's just trees and mountains, rivers, lakes, that whole thing. And then the one cell tower there that was covering a large area is, again, right at the base. And I didn't know that initially. I mean, I walked out and saw, and she said, well, here's your you. And I'm like, oh, great, kind of thing. And I thought, well, hey, maybe that is a great thing. So over the next couple of days, and we'll try and get some, I'll send Nancy some, and I've sent her some already, but additional promo photos that hopefully if you're watching this, maybe you'll see it in a place where you'll see the cover image of the shop, but I'll give you a visualization anyway. So it's the unit we're talking about that I did rent and still have, of course, because this just happened in the last few days, is the section of it where it butts up to the cell phone tower base. So I would say it's, if I outstretched my arms and had my arm on what I'm about to tell you, the collection of shungite, and my other arm, I could probably touch the cell phone tower. So, and it's very close. The only reason I can assume is that I was even able to get that close is because it's within a secured storage unit facility that you have to have codes for. So then they didn't push people off further. So I'm right up on it. I say within 5 feet. So what I did was started moving, and I'll have to do the math because each of those boxes, Nancy, in that photo are about 70, some are heavier, but about 75 pounds each. And I'm not even sure how many there were there, but I'll look and see. But basically, in the photo I'm talking about here, I moved over, well, I built a 4 foot high wall, a foot and a half thick of shungite powder. So the powder is in large bags and then put in cardboard boxes after that. And that's how I received it from Russia in, I think it was 2016 or 17, somewhere in there. And that was delivered to my, that's why I said Darrington, that's where that was delivered by pallets. And I've been hauling it around with me all this time, now moving it by hand again, of course. So, but that portion of it spanned that entire storage container, well, 20 foot, because I know it's 20 foot long, by 4 foot high. So I'm describing the wall of shungite that is literally right now bordering within, again, that 5 feet of the tower itself, in concrete. So that was a thing. And again, it wasn't planned. It just kind of happened to work out that way. I'd mentioned it to Nancy, and she got, she reminded me that she had talked about that, comments, and I'm sure she'll get into it about, well, if we can affect just one cell phone tower, maybe it can daisy chain out or connect and have an effect and stuff. So that all happened, let's just say this last week, within this last 7 days. And then in the last, I don't know, what was it, Nancy, maybe 2 days ago or something, it wasn't long.
Well, you told me last night.
Was it okay? And I think it happened the day before. So we're just talking about the last couple of days. And not that the timing matters too much, but I'm just kind of giving everybody a reference. It's pretty quickly. There was a response, we'll say, from moving. And again, I haven't done the math yet, but it's several tons. So we're talking about thousands of pounds of shungite. So it's a lot in there. Again, that wall that I built, when all is said and done, it's about a foot and a half thick of shungite. And that, I'm just talking about that one wall of it. So the 2 days ago, Jalissa and I were driving to, we have a different storage unit in that same area, but in, I'll just try, kind of get, try and go quickly, but in a different secured section. So we weren't necessarily able to get into that one where we were at, but we could see it all. It was 20 feet from us, but we went to another one. And then on our way out, we noticed that the cell phone crew had shown up, and there was a one employee or worker down at the base of the tower, standing right outside of our units. So it's a big metal garage door at that access point. So I have another walk-in area that doesn't really pertain right now. But so he was, I'd say, within 1 to 2 feet. I mean, he was right up on the building, and the shungite was right behind. He couldn't see it because it's just a metal wall. It's not even a real solid built building. So they're kind of like sheet metal units, basically. But he was outside of ours, right up, and he had some kind of meter reading. I don't know what it was, because I didn't get a chance to talk to him or see the device, but he was doing some kind of readings. And then the coworker partner was up on top of the cell phone tower, which is directly above my unit. And it's a square top on this one. Maybe, I don't know what the terms are, but the level up there where the co-worker was walking around, where he could access the various transmitters. And again, I don't even know what those things are really called, but I'm pretty sure they're transmitting. So he was working on those, and he was working on the ones that were facing our direction, the shungite direction, because there was four sides. It wasn't a round one, is what I'm saying. So he was doing something with those, and changing them out, upgrading. But and so that's pretty much the story. And I didn't get to talk to him. I didn't have access to the workers. Not that they'd have told me anything anyway, but I will in the future try and talk to, which is going to be today, because I'll be going there, try and talk to the management of the unit and just see if by chance the cell phone workers mentioned why they were there or something. But I can't believe it's just a coincidence that within days of, again, tons of shungite being dropped literally on the footprint of that cell phone tower, that they're out there doing whatever they're doing. So, and we'll keep the, it'll be an evolving story as I get more information, as I'm hoping to get. And I have some photos, so I can look and see if maybe, if I can zoom in enough, I don't know, if I can tell that they've added or changed things on that side. But I would suspect the shungite would affect the entire tower regardless. I know it has space because I can feel it. Because when we walked in there before, because I had to tour the spot, the building that I rented, and we walked in with her, I did, walked around, felt it, and you're under a cell phone tower, but I wasn't, it's not like I'm moving into there. It was just a storage unit. And then it came around that, well, let's put the shungite in there, because it's the one closest to the cell phone tower. So yeah, so that happened. I don't know, Mark or Nancy, if you guys have any questions, but that's, it's not, again, evolving story. Go ahead.
Yeah, my suspicion is that the shungite did have an effect on it. that they're seeing somehow. But remember, we're dealing with an energy force that they wouldn't know of. And it could be that that meter the guy on the ground had wasn't picking up anything from the building because he's not got the meter to measure what happens. Nobody does, as far as I know. It's a quantum signal. So my feeling is that they didn't know where it was coming from, and they're probably just swapping stuff out trying to figure out how to fix it. And of course, it's going to happen again. So, or maybe not. Maybe that was old equipment, and when the change the mo when it remodulated to a safer signal, maybe it broke something that was old. We've had that happen with shungite sometimes. Very, very seldom, but you don't know. Because I think that they would have definitely found out what was in that container before they spent money replacing. You know what I'm
Nope,
saying?
not at all. They have no say on that. They can't get in there. It's my private container with my locks. Nobody's, they have nothing at all. They have no idea what's in there. They're not giving that any thought that something's gonna, somebody had a container's affecting something, especially their cell phone tower. No, they don't have
Yeah.
access. They
It's
can't ask. Go ahead.
just going to be funny to see what happens next.
Yeah. No, and all they'll see on camera, if they if the people want to see, is a bunch of me lifting brown cardboard boxes with a bunch of black, powder on the outside, look like, because some of them leaked, but that's all you see. So you don't actually visually see any shungite. Not that they'd know what a black rock or black powder was anyway, but no, they'll have no idea. All they know is their equipment. They're not gonna think in their head that something around it's affecting it. That's not gonna jump to them. It's gonna be their equipment. And again, like you said, we'll see what happens. Well, hopefully, and I don't know. We'll see what's going on. Again, it wasn't a planned thing. It just kind of happened. So then, from my perspective, I'm like, oh, well, then it was meant to be for some reason or another, and for at least us to watch the show, or affect them, because now we've got a, I mean, it's massive, this amount of shungite. It's easily the large, I would assume, the largest collection outside of Russia. I mean, I don't know who else would have this much, is now just been, dropped into the cell phone network. So it's definitely there, because those are transmitters and receivers. So it's
Well, I've said for a long time that I thought that the problems with the technological, grid system that's around us could be modulated without making changes to it by shungite. We've got devices that could absolutely affect that stuff and make it safe for everybody. In fact, in my opinion, you could, let's say, layer on scalar and put out, or maybe just remodulate things, but you could be able to put out a healing signal. So the thing that's surrounding us, killing us now, could be an immense tool of healing. So I hope that they do have problems with it, and that somebody starts paying damn attention to it. Because it's not a big, none of these things are huge problems. But you've got to address them. So, but it's another confirmation of what shungite really does.
yeah, well, I'll tell you, we'll be affecting the. I found out there were two live-in residents there. There's a apparently apartments. I know there's a little mini house attached, literally within. I mean, it's 50 foot. You couldn't park what, three, four cars in between it and them, the cell phone tower. So I know there's residents living there. So at least they've now got that shungite introduced there, whether they know it or not. And the management knows, because I told you on the phone when I was moving in, they were asking, what are you putting in, the kind of thing. And they don't inspect, but they want to know. I said, oh, some rocks. And so they thought, well, do you need some tarps? They thought it was like bringing a pickup truck or something, just dump a pile of rocks in there, because they had no idea. But we did get to chat about the Shungite Beehives, the nonprofit, about Shungite, while the sign up process and paperwork happened for me to rent the unit. So they learned about it, kind of thing. And I told her. So I pulled my cell phone out that, of course, I had with me, and I said, this is why. So they know what's in there, but to what degree they understood it, I don't know. But I'll chat with them. Like I said, I'll ask those same, one was a manager, one was an employee. So either way, I'll see if maybe they interacted with that cell phone crew and, maybe they said something. Who knows? But that's all there really is to that story. Mark, did you have any comments or questions of any kind on that? I'm not sure there really would be too much.
No, but just to kind of sum it up, you said that they showed up around the same time the you put the rock in there, and but you don't know the specifics until you talk to them, right?
No, they showed up within a day or two of me putting all the shungite nuggets at the base of it, and so I will try and interact with them when I can, if as long as they're not like sometimes they're behind a secure gate sort of, or they're up, 1,000 foot in the air, whatever height is. But yeah, nah, that's why I was saying evolving story. Well, when I find out more info, we'll release it on this podcast.
Yeah, because when I got into this whole thing with energy and transmutation, or how would you guys advise people? Because once you get into this stuff, then you just see these things everywhere, as far as towers and like on top of motels, and then like you, their storage units, churches, and then schools. What's the and you can recommend what's in your store too. Because that could be more powerful rather than just having the rocks at the base of the tower, or like in power lines, they would put a bunch of those rectangular things. And even Walt, for a while, was recommending putting shungite powder in a water balloon and throwing the balloons, because sometimes they have it gated, so you can't even go to the bottom of the where they place the cell tower stuff. But from the point of just having rocks. Because like what I did, there's this highway and intersection to a bridge, or going to a bridge, and they have this power line tower in a neighborhood, and then I put three rocks at the base of each of the four corners of the what do you call that power line tower with the cell tower stuff on top of it, and I posted that in the group back in 2019, I think it was, but starting from that point, just to having rocks or powder, all the way to what can you recommend in your store if people want to go as far as they can go to mitigate a tower?
I like the, like you had mentioned, the rocks and or nuggets is a good way because you can throw them. I mean, you get pretty close with those things, and not that you have to hit the tower or anything like that. But you also know that as far as nuggets, if we're trying to defect towers, I mean, they're not going to go anywhere, so they're just going to blend into the environment. Eventually just kind of work their way down into the dirt, but they're going to be there. They're not going to look out of place usually. Depending on the tower and what's under it, but typically a little black rock laying somewhere, even in the vicinity, isn't going to be identified or, like some of the products, weather away. And not that you can put a sticker on a tower anyway, but you can get it close. But even that, I would just the even or powder. If somebody has, I don't know if they'd make something like that, but some way of like a transportable or portable salt shaker. So maybe there's a hiking version of that or something. What I'm saying is an easy way. I mean, we do sell the shungite grid salts and things like that that comes in a little herb bottle with holes in the top so it doesn't all dump out. But basically, I'm saying is you can sprinkle shungite powder or shungite grid salt and other versions around the towers as well, would be a thing. And then you can get a lot more distance. And of course, don't think volume. So as long as some of the particles are there, you've got some fullerenes down in there. So that's what I would say. Yeah, for because we're I guess you were specifically asking about the tower. So that's what I would do. Other than for people, of course, the different resin pendants and things we talk about, and or keychains and stuff like that is a good idea. What I've been wearing is a one of the I think this is a 3-day one right now. One of the nuggets, but the cosmic silver nuggets, but in a little black pouch. I'm not sure what it'd be called, but it's a pendant, but so it's not wrapped, but it is a cosmic silver shungite, and it's just in a pre-made little fabric like netting that holds the nugget. So it's just that way we can make use of odd shaped nuggets without wrapping them, but they still have the silver. So they're different than the wrapped ones. Different energy flow and all that, but still unique being cosmic silver shungite.
You know, years ago, when Well, it was before you even got involved. So we got contacted by a Tibetan monk, and it turned out that he was by birth a Canadian, and at night he would be able to take a and listen to our shows. He was an avid fan of the shows, so he asked us if there was something that could be done with the tower that right was on a hill that overlooked the monastery. So Walt built a it was essentially just a magnet, a bigger magnet, but we covered it in the rubber. That's where we found out about shungite rubber, because we didn't want it to deteriorate. And he went there, and he got the package. The second package we sent him disappeared, but he got that package. And he went up to the tower, and it had a concrete base that it was sitting on. So he was able to attach it to the tower without it being seen. You'd have to really search for it to find it. And then he went back to being Tibetan monk. Well, a couple of years later, he left being a monk and came back to Canada. I've lost track of him now, but when you got shungite environment around you, we call it the shungite smackdown, because you're going through life and you're in an unbalanced energetic stand. Your body and the electric part of it is not in sync with what's happening with your body because of a lot of reasons, stress mainly. So now you're in a shungite environment where you're wanting to go stable. So your energy field is dominating now, and it's pulling the body into the original blueprint that it's gotten knocked off of. And a lot of times when that happens, when you get stabilized into your own energy field, you have a whole different look at life. And things you thought were important are no longer important. Other things are. So I've often wondered if, he didn't sabotage his career as a Tibetan monk by trying to make things better. But that's just another side of, the shungite journals, really. So many different ways that we've, with the help of other people who listen to us and then, actually were motivated to work with it. So I just wanted to add that. Now we got another thing that Derek's going to talk about that is a little more personal, let's put it that way, than a cell tower. So you want to do that now?
And you're talking about the watch, I assume, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, yep. Let's so what we're I have a friend who has tat so I'll just kind of get there quickly. We're talking about an Apple Watch or a smartwatch. It'd be any of the watches, so any of the smartwatches, really. So what he has is tattoos, and the person doesn't really matter. So all the way down on his forearm, down to his wrist. So as where I'm getting at here is part of the tattoo would go directly under where he now wears a smartwatch. And just by chance, he happened to come in my store the other day for a different reason. And he picked up a cosmic silver shungite bracelet for himself and his mom. And he moved it around his watch to try on the bracelet. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea to have with your watch. And then he slides his watch over and he says, yeah, well, I know it's a real thing because look. And he shows me this image, and of course, because again, this is an audio podcast, you're not going to see this, but you can see, think, I guess it'd be called like a tribal tattoo pattern. So it had set shapes and angles and things that you could follow. It wasn't a random thing that did cover that whole section of that part of his wrist and arm. And then when he moved his hand, you could see where it was literally deleted. It was just gone. And I don't mean just somewhat faded. And I forget, I'll have to ask him. He's still in the background trying to find a Before photo. So if he can, he's going through his archives on his phone and seeing if maybe somebody took a photo of that tattoo when he first got it, so that we could show you an after and a before. And it's not just, well, oh, it's a little bit lighter and not as dark as, as a typical tattoo. No, it's erased, it's deleted, it's gone directly under there. And then as it emanates the space out from where the watch was directly sitting on his arm, it still has an effect. So you can literally visually see, because I know the size of his watch, that exactly under it erased it all the way. And then as you progress out by, let's just say, centimeters, it progressively dulls or gets weaker as well. I'm talking about the tattoo. So it does show you that it affects. And also now visually, I'm talking about, look at the skin, the ink, the tattoo. Well, these energies, they're spherical. That's just for visualization, let's put it that way. So they're going into his wrist as well. The skin's not blocking anything, the bone, the tendons, none of that. So it's not just affecting the skin. And again, I could see the distance outwardly. I'm not sure how to exactly say this, but off of the watch. So then it gave me an idea of how much into his wrist it affected him and out. So basically, what I'm saying is, think a, well, what would it be? I guess a racket ball, which is a little smaller than a tennis ball. Sized object or sphere exactly around your smartwatches. So, and that's, and they go past that, the energies, because I have EMF detectors and meters and things that I can bring around and get it closer, further, and you can pick up stuff. But I'm just saying, just for the quick visual, it absolutely has that, at least that size, size your fist, that's probably not too off, of a big time heightened energy charge coming off those watches. And it's not very different, depending if you're on a cell phone or listening to music on earbuds. Pick your type, doesn't matter, if they're Apple or whatever. So, or if you're using Bluetooth, and they are going to be Bluetooth. So, yeah, so that's the thing. And we'll get photos. And I, again, that was just a by chance thing that happened this last couple few days as well, where I noticed that. And it blew my mind because I knew it had an effect, but not like literally, like somebody just took an eraser and erased it. Yeah, so that's, and he still uses the watch. So we're gonna have, now I've got the photo of that one, and we'll see what happens in so many months. But now he has a Shungite, a cosmic silver Shungite bracelet, right up against the watch. So if you're gonna wear a smartwatch, and a lot of people do, even for exercising and whatnot, wear the bracelet. And then this person's mom also wears a watch. And they wear it for recording their sleep. So apparently that's a big thing, wearing the smartwatches to monitor your sleep. So, and if you do, I mean, I get some Shungite, at least, wear a bracelet on it or something. I wouldn't wear it when you're sleeping at all. Because again, I just told you what it does. And not that this is probably the first time it's ever been released, but that it does. If it'll erase a tattoo, it moves that much energy. Okay, I'll give you another visualization. Not that somebody asked, but because when I look at it and when I perceive it intuitively or psychically, you can say I get a whole nother visual. And what I get to see, and how I have to kind of give this. So when I get to see stuff, I will, and this is the best way I can describe it, because I don't have a book on how to do this. I'll be shown it in whatever way best gets me to understand it in the way I need to. I don't know if that made quite sense. So it all, and I'll go on from there. So even if it's not exactly the way it is, it'll give me enough, because maybe I'll put it this way. Maybe they'll know I'll spin it in my head or my thoughts, put my 3D understanding together such that I'm going to jump to this conclusion. And I'll just say myself or guides know that. So then they'll work with us from that degree. And I'm not trying to get in a whole, teaching me a psychic thing right now. But so when I perceived it, the tattoo and the watch on there, and that happens instantly. So when he pushes his arm out and says, look, this did that, and it takes enough time for me just to process in my head and go, oh, so what happened now? And boom, and then I get more of the show. And in that show, I got to see the meat, the skin, the stuff that makes up his physical wrist, we'll say. And I don't know if this term fits, but I know it doesn't fit. Not malleable, but energetically, it was moving. Everything wasn't structured energy-wise. So then within that, I don't have a word for it, but active energy field that the watch was creating around his wrist that, yep, your blood is passing through how many times a minute, by the way, just in that one spot. It's a lot. And that's a whole nother podcast, but it allowed the, and there's metals in tattoos, there's all kinds of stuff in tattoos. It allowed those particles, physical particles, to move within that. And then they got pulled through and processed within a system. So part of his tattoo became energetically less cohesive. I'm stumbling here because it doesn't really all fit. And it was able to move out of his skin into a system, which then, well, where do you think it went? Organs, other areas. And it's not good stuff in tattoos. So for then, people say, well, it's in my skin, it's there forever. No, it's not. And the watch is just a heightened or extreme example of something that happens all the time anyway. And I have tattoos. So, and mine go way back. So I got these old school ones before, all definitely pre-cell phones and things, not pre-energies. But what I'm saying is, it's just happening on a less obvious scale by being in these energies all the time. You don't, and the example I'm giving out, the watch up against your arm, tattoo going away, that's just the, oh my gosh, one, the obvious one. But that's not all it is. So it's happening all the time. So just another example that the frequencies that are now in our environment, I'll just keep it that vague because it makes sense that way. They're definitely having an effect on us, and we're able to see it in things like that, tattoos. Yeah, so tattoos are being deleted. No, it's not a good thing because it's not like they're just disappearing. The stuff has to go somewhere. So that's what.
How could he possibly continue wearing that watch once he realized what was happening?
I'll just say it this way. Anything in any of us, when we learn anything in life, literally only understand it to a certain degree, and then it'll expand. I know you know this, and then it'll expand from there. So typically, when we're talking about energies and invisible stuff, that pause or learning time there or comprehension takes a little bit long. That's for anybody. Because let's say when I first started hearing energy, I'm like, energy? What do you mean? The putting finger in the socket in the wall? What are you talking? Any of us, none of us are born omnipotent. And I know you didn't say any of this, Nancy. I'm just saying it for the listeners. So there's always going to be new people and new to this that have had done whatever in life and other things. And now this has become an awareness for them. But yeah, there's always that learning curve, would be another way of putting it. And with the invisible stuff, psychic stuff or energy stuff, there's a big learning curve because it's invisible. You have to, believe it, understand it, and try to perceive it, and then realize, and then you have your epiphanies and know that it's a real thing. So, but yeah, it's not even that. I know what you're saying, well, you can see the tattoo's gone, still it's gone. Doesn't matter. They're in their heads. It's, and I'm just talking in general. We didn't get into a huge discussion about this, so it's not this individual saying this, but in general, no, it's the information is more important. I want to know my sleep schedule. I want this, that, and the other, and it's just moved on to the next thing after that. So, but just like for example, me, I'm not into politics, and some people would say, and this isn't to start politics in this podcast, it's, but some are. So that's, and some are in the electronic stuff, some aren't, and so it's just, it is what it is. So no judgment from my part, but yeah, it is pretty blatant sometimes. Well, it's, then I'm gonna spin it that story of that interaction with the person showing me that was meant to be so that we got to talk about it. And not that everybody, the listeners aren't going, well, I don't have a tattoo under my watch, so I'm good. My tattoo's up further. I don't have a tattoo. It has nothing to do with tattoos. The tattoos brought into this conversation because it was the visual thing that unmanifested, that went away, that was affected. Because until something like that happens, we're just, we're saying, well, yeah, it affected this, that, and the other. And, but we don't actually see something. Even though we've seen the studies and read them and heard them, and I've broken one of them down where it affects your eardrum, your heart variability rate, and all sorts of stuff. But that's all invisible stuff. So it's just hard to, digest. But so that's a Apple, well, I said Apple Watch, but smartwatch story. And it's any of those, the Fitbits, and I'm not gonna break it down and say which one is safe, which one does more. I mean, if it's communicating, and all of those are, then it's, and or reading something. So I was kind of even vague on that. So a lot of them have sensors, and that's a thing too. And once you're on your arm, a lot of people don't know it because I've set one off. I've tricked the watch into thinking it was on somebody's hand so that the whatever was going to be on would be on. And it's even lights, especially for the fitness ones, because there's different wavelengths. The bottom of the watch will actually turn on the little LEDs and projected light, and it reads, I'll just say, disruptions in that wavelength in the person's hand, and that's where it gets some of its readings from. And I was just, really quick and vague there, but that's a thing. So then those energies, frequency, and it's all the same thing. Lights, which is a frequency, is being projected within your, not just your hand, your bloodstream. It's your blood is programmable just like water. It is a percentage of water, but it's programmable on its own anyway. Each blood cell is, not even to mention the water as the carrier, but that is the thing. And it's every couple of minutes your blood's passed through. I'd have to Google it myself. I forget. But yeah, on that one wrist, all your blood, of course, goes through that at some point. And it's a lot more rapid of a movement than you would think. I'm talking about even without running or, no cardio. But so
Well,
that.
think of this. You're sleeping. You put your arm on over your heart. You're beaming the damn thing into your heart.
No, I put my hand under my pillow so my head would be laying directly on it. So, great point.
This is just absolute insanity. Now, when you were talking about it, it took me back to something that happened when I was in the military. I was sent to the Army Security Agency, which is like the Army's version of NSA. And it was a direct commission because I had a college degree, so I was an officer. I knew absolutely nothing about electronic warfare. Shit, I didn't know anything about electricity. So they put us in a, it was a, they were shortening the amount of the school, what we were being, not anything they were teaching us, but they shortened how long it was going to take us. And so it was like every day you're getting boom, boom, boom with, how, what is electric? Well, not what is, I'll explain that in a second. But, all this technical stuff about radars and how they put out different. An antenna is in a shape because of the, I mean, all this incredible information. So one day we were in this class, and I said to the guy, I said, I asked him, I said, what's electricity? Now, you think he's teaching us all this other stuff. Maybe he should know that, right? What's electricity? Because I'm hearing all this stuff. I still don't know what the hell electricity is. And he says, what? And I said, what is electricity? And he said, I don't understand your question. I said, how can you not understand the question? Will you please explain to me the definition of electricity? Well, it does this. I said, I didn't ask you does. I want to know what it is. Oh. Well, nobody knows. I said, what? He said, no, nobody knows. We know how to harness it, but nobody knows what electricity really is. And I sat back in my chair and I went, well, that's a goal. I'm going to find out what electricity is. And so I became the authority on electronic warfare, particularly because the Russians, that I was already acknowledged a Russian expert, I'd written the program of instruction on tactical operations by the Soviet Army. It was like this, always in the back of my head, it's like, what is electricity? What is electricity? Why does it flow down a wire? And why is the wire creating a resistance? What's that all about? Because that never made any sense. So one day, Walter, he takes a light and he cuts the wire, and he takes a measurement of how much electricity is being used on this light, right? And he also, oddly enough, took a temperature reading. So he cuts the wire and he puts three nuggets of shungite between the two wires. So each wire was hitting it, and the shungite was all connected. And when he turned the light back on, he had two things that happened. One of them was that instead of getting hot like it normally would, it actually cooled down by, I think it was a half a Celsius reading. And the other thing was that less energy was being used because, in his opinion, it was flowing freely. And so I'm listening to him say this, and all of a sudden I went, so resistance is caused by argon? And he goes, yes, that's what I think's happening. Now, why would I say that? Because we know that when an argon signal, which is something that nobody knows about, that you think you don't know about electricity, well, argon's even weirder. And it's equivalent to prana. It's equivalent to all of the different versions of the name of this. You got electric, you got a magnetic, and you got argon flowing. It's the three systems. And even if you look at the geometry of antenna radio signals and radar signals, you can see that it's almost like there's a missing component to them. You know, as an energy, somebody that could see energy, I would say, what's missing there? Because I knew nothing about this other thing called argon. But what happens is that when he put that shungite in there, the argon is what's causing the resistance. The argon is in the wire, and the electricity has to fight its way through the argon, get the argon moving to be able to move. And you know, so but that what you were saying, so the idea that they built all this technology out, and maybe somebody now has an explanation for it. I mean, I do now, but and nobody knew what the hell it was. You know, they had no clue as to what this was doing to a human body, or animals, or the planet, or anything. So is it a lack of curiosity that people don't get it? Maybe it's as simple as that. You can't imagine, you know, the things that are around us. Energy is what everything is. It is what is. So, you know, I would rather protect my energy body than worry about my physical body. Because if my energy body is solid and straight and doing well, yeah, your physical body's gonna be. You start taking all these measurements on your physical body and you go, oh my God, my heart just did that. Oh, and now you put yourself into a state of stress and now you're worse off than you were if you didn't know it. You might go through states of stress and a heart blip, you know, all day long, but now you know it. So every time you do it, you compound it. It's nuts to me. I'm sorry, it's just nuts. You tell them, stop wearing that watch. Nancy says, get that damn thing off you. You're killing yourself. For what? Information you're not even gonna, God help you if you go to a doctor to tell you what it means. That's even worse. Anyway, Mark, do you have any comments or anything? Because you know a lot of people that get into this, I suspect.
Yeah. Oh, laptop just closed. Wanted to read this thing. Maybe have Derek comment first, but I do want to comment on that. Just a general thing on tattoos. Let me see. Conventional tattoo ink contains ingredients such as nickel, lead, bromine, titanium, and strontium, which do not stay in the skin. Instead, they are absorbed slowly over time by the lymph fluid and are deposited in local lymph nodes. Hence why tattoos fade. These toxins can reach the blood and vital organs, leading to neurodegenerative damage. And as far as what Shun got to use, Derek did give an example. I don't know if Derek has any updates on the guy with the Shungite tattoos, but also if people are concerned, then what can they get in the store that would best optimize one's life force energy against what I just read so that it doesn't have that kind of damage in the body.
I'm back. I was struggling with the mute button there. Yeah, and on the tattoos, actually the feedback was he recommends not to do it. Not it was painful. And this individual, the one who received the tattoos, and so again, for the listeners that maybe don't know or missed the previous podcast we did some time ago, where I had somebody, actually it's a couple people, that have taken Shungite powder, given it to their tattoo artist, they integrated it in the tattoo ink and then used it. And the feedback I received from the last time I talked to the person was the one who received the tattoo, and he's darn near got his full body tattooed, so a lot of ink in him, a lot of tattoos, a lot of hours spent on the entire back one. So I'm just saying, an experienced person receiving tattoos, and that was the most painful one he's ever gotten. So that, and well, it's also because you're adding particulates no matter how much you grind them. So really, I'll get you there quickly. He was saying, and the tattoo artist even took powder and put it in, Shungite powder, and put it in a little mortar and pestle and tried to grind it even more, even the fine stuff, because that's what he had. You can't get it, no matter what they did, they didn't get it small enough particle size to where it wouldn't physically be painful going in. And he definitely recommends, and I agree with him, well, really shouldn't even get tattoos anyway. We didn't know it back, in the day, but now that we're more aware, so I'm not getting any more. But definitely not going to add particulates, even if it's Shungite in there, because you don't need to wear Shungite pendant. You don't have to have it. And again, nobody's saying this. You don't need to have a particle of Shungite pushed into the physical organ called your skin to have an effect. Makes no difference. It can be, again, as the studies have literally shown, you can wear it in a pendant, in your shoes, necklace, blah, blah, blah. And it'll have an effect. So, but that's the update on that one individual who received it. As far as it was receiving it, very painful, most pain of any of his tattoos. And that wasn't, it was like it was a neck tattoo. So for listeners that have tattoos, no, it wasn't an extra sensitive spot or anything like that. Again, he knows what he's talking about as far as receiving them. So now, energy wise, I see it's hard for him to tell too, because not everybody, everybody perceives things differently, I'll just say, different senses of smell and intuition. But no, so, and he wears Shungite as well, so there's not much feedback on if it had an effect on anything. Well, I mean, I guess the result would be don't do it. I don't know if you guys have any questions on that, but he's a Shungite wearer and user and has been for many years, but just not going to get tattoo ink. And again, I would.
I'd like to make one comment. I was with a friend of mine's father. We'd gone out, made a little group thing to the mall, and we were waiting on the others. And we were sitting there, and this old man walks by us. And my friend's father says to me, "You know, there should be a law." And I said, "Well, what would that be?" And he said, "You can't get tattoos until you're 65." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Look at that guy. They look ugly. They're awful." So I'm just telling young people, they may look great, but when you get older, they are going to be ugly. So don't do this to yourself. You'll live to regret it. But as the years have gone by, I have wondered about that. I haven't seen that many older men that had the complete type of body thing, and maybe they die, maybe they don't make it to old age. So if you don't care, take a chance. Crapshoot anyway. Anyway, it was just something that these things crop into my head, and hey, I'll tell you about them. Okay, so anything else, Mark?
Yeah, struggling with the mute there. So with people with the Apple Watch and things like AirPods, I'm gonna keep bringing up the AirPods thing every week, because like you just see way too many people have them. First of all, I get mixed. Now, is it that the similarity of having a Wi-Fi router between your ears, like each AirPod is a Wi-Fi router, or is it that the radiation is low and we don't really have to be concerned? So I'm getting mixed and I think I brought this up before, but it's always good to reclarify. And then you also have the Shungite Silver Ink in your store, very cheap. And I think before you recommended a dot on each AirPod if people are just want to keep using them because of convenience and trend. And that should be enough to compatibilize the signal. What's your guys's take on that?
No, I guess I'll chime in first, but I would recommend, of course, initially not wearing them no matter what. But then you already said that, and they said, but people still want to. Well, definitely don't still think it's okay. I'm talking to just anybody. Even if you put a drop of Shungite paint or rubber on the ear, on various versions of those. Because it does not make it all better. It'll have an effect, yes. But no, it'll still have the Shungite will have an effect in a beneficial way, but does not make it all right to do. So I really wouldn't do it whatsoever. But if you're going to, then definitely that Shungite paint and or Shungite, depending on how you have it, but there's Shungite rubber as well. You can get a little piece of, and there's so many types that some of them have such that you can secure something to them, and some don't. I know there's in-ear ones, so depending on your version. But also, no matter what, again, I want to reiterate, it doesn't make them safe to wear. No matter, oh, and it's not, you had made a comment about, possibly hearing people saying that, well, wearing the earbuds is the same thing as a Wi-Fi router. No, definitely not. I mean, it's not great, but a Wi-Fi router is just way more horrific for you. So if you walked over and stuck your head up against a Wi-Fi router, and don't do it, anybody, that's a big difference from having the earbuds in. But again, I'm not saying earbuds are okay then because you're tiny, not going to affect you. No, literally, and we've already talked about it, there have been studies showing your eardrum, your tympanic membrane in your ear, your eardrum heats up, vagus nerve behind that, your vagus nerve. Again, that's a whole nother group of podcasts on what that affects us physiologically. So, in short, many of us, most of us, have physical ailments that will feedback to a symptom from the vagus nerve being disruptive, but we're not applying and then taking it back that next step to saying, well, it's my cell phone against my ear, it's my earbuds, it's a smartwatch I'm sleeping on top of, and blah, blah, blah. But it's a thing. So I just wouldn't use them at all, any of the earbuds. I don't know. I hope that answers
Oh, and
some
then
questions.
the yeah. So, but there's gonna be like young people who get tattoos, and then you're young and all that stuff. I'm in the store. Hold on. But you would recommend the Shungite ink, right? I mean, because my question is, how unsafe is unsafe? As in, like, does it cut half of it, the danger, one fourth, like what degree? Just to, I don't know, what do you call it?
Okay, no, good. And I'd actually spin that a different way and not even talk about it like that. So I'd say, how much is it affecting you? And I won't get into a big spiel on this, but of course, we have things called telomeres. Little things on the end of our chromosome, you can visualize them as fingernails. When they get shorter, your lifespan lessens, and blah, blah, blah. Well, things like wearing these electronic devices affect those parts and pieces of us. So it's not even, we don't get to just look at it as, well, okay, well, I only wore it for an hour. I take it off. I've recuperated and blah, blah, blah. No, and literally spin it such that you've taken time off the back end of your life. You've shortened your existence in this vehicle we call a body by having it have to recuperate and recover from that. Where if it didn't have to use that, here's air quotes, energy to recover from those harmful things, it could have, again, I'm going vague here, use that for other, uses, making it stronger, more aware. That's a whole other one as well. That's why I'm kind of spinning it that way, is rather than us saying, well, if we had enough Shungite, and I will answer your question anyway. But I want them to see it from a different perspective, knowing that if we have to, these bodies of ours, if they have to spend time and energy to offset something being negatively, the electronics, done to it, well, then, that effort could have been better spent. The tread in your tires, why, you have to replace them. I'm jumping analogies here, but that's a thing. So people see it differently. But so no matter what, if you're wearing them, you're going to have to deal with that. But if you're going to wear them, so, and I get it because, I do stuff I shouldn't do sometimes. We all do. Welcome to life. It's a reality. So if you want to stymie it or make it less harmful, yeah, put the shungite ink on there. And it's going to be, I'd say a third if we want a less harmful. So, well, and in my head, that's substantial. Not so substantial. I now okay myself, and this is just me talking, okay myself to start wearing them and blah, 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 and start doing the math. Well, how much time? Nah, you know, so it is what it is there. For example, when I go on my bike rides, because that's what I do for exercise, I got the cell phone with me for whatever reason. It's up on a, I'm not wearing the earbuds. It's in a device on my bike that just playing out loud, you know, speaker mode. So that's an, I know it's not always the case because there's gyms that, you know, we can go to that kind of thing forever. So my point is try and find the other options if possible. And even if that means a corded version, and that does not make them 100% better, by the way, but a whole lot less harmful if you plug in and they're not Bluetooth headphones, because there is a difference there. Then,
Okay, can I stop you there?
yeah.
Because that was a confusion. I know nothing about these things. You know, I don't even know if I've ever seen them. But because I'm sitting here and I've got headphones on and the speaker off of it, and I'm going like, what is making this not dangerous, but iPods would be? And you're saying that the iPods we're talking about are actually Wi-Fi Bluetooth?
Yeah,
You don't
they're
need, you're not connected with a wire to the device.
correct. Many, most of them. Yeah, the little tiny,
Holy crap, why would anybody do that?
and they call it different things. You call it earbuds, you know, every time iPod.
Okay, all right, I got it. It was just kind of so preposterous, I couldn't even ponder it.
Yeah, and that, but that was also at the end. They're also saying that, like the ones you got on with the boom mic, it would be called, and the headphones, and you're plugged into a little, you know, 0.45 audio jack on your computer, probably. Anyway, there's still stuff. If I stick an EMF meter between those two headphones, there's stuff, but it is nowhere near as bad or as harmful as if it was being a little transmitter and receiver in there, which yours, it kind of does. But anyway, I don't want to get too much into the techie part of it. I got to keep it halfway digestible. So, wireless ones more harmful, plug-in ones less harmful, and don't stay in them for a long time. Don't sleep in them. Get those, no, get audio, go out loud. You know, if you're listening to even my free self-hypnosis things, I'm like listening to them out loud, put on your phone on speaker. But yeah, so Mark, did you have any other questions? Did I even answer your question?
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm trying to look through my notes. What I got? Oh, where are we at? We're about an hour, so I don't even know if we can go full hour and a half. But the other thing that I have on my notes, before I throw it back at Nancy and Mark and ask them too, is a little more info on. Some of you know that I'm working on the background here on a whole nother website or online platform as well. That's going to be a lot more digestible, especially for shungite people. So what I'm saying is a new kind of duplicate, but so psychicwithoutwarning.com is the website. It's not fully active yet. There is a subscription or paywall aspect to it if you want. You don't have to. All the shungite information and info and beehive stuff, all that's always free and always has been and will remain. But there is an $8 per month subscription if those want, if people wanted to, where I have a private blog. I'm not going to go through the whole spiel because you can just go to the website if you want and look at it. And there'll be, again, behind the scenes clips and video stuff from future podcasts, because it will evolve into a podcast as well. But a lot of stuff going on there. Again, for $8 a month, that will be happening soon. And then there'll be a whole nother duplicate shungite store on there too, but just shungite. None of the confusion of shiny objects, rocks and crystals. It'll be shungite only, and then, you know, my books and Nancy's books and stuff like that. And then the subscribers will get just automatically 10% off everything they buy all the time. And it's the same shungite products. So that'll be an option as well. And there's more. I just don't want to get into it all right now. But that is something that you'll hear us talking more and more about. And again, that's psychicwithoutwarning.com, where I'm elaborating on some stories and in that blog, how I actually. Well, I guess you could say got psychically activated, and I'm going to release some more of the stories that I don't usually like talking about on podcasts, Because to me, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to be bored. Nobody really wants to hear this stuff. And that's just the way I work in my head, everyone. But I'm finding out, well, maybe somebody is interested. So now behind the scenes, I can take my time writing it out in a story and then publishing it on there, sometimes in a story or a blogcast, a blog post. So anyway, that stuff happening there. Do either of you have any other topics you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, I just want to mention something because the vagus nerve is
The vagus nerve, yep.
what'd you say?
Vegas.
Vagus, I'm sorry. Yeah. Jeez, I don't know why I said that. Vagus. I'm gonna write that down. Okay, so is that like it's sort of under the ear near the ear lobe?
Part of it runs all over the place, but yeah, part of it gets close to the skin there.
So your jaw and the hinge that your jaw has is very in the same position.
Yeah, right next to it.
Okay, because you remember I was on the phone with you and I touched my face there in that same area and I said, ooh, and it was painful to touch. But because of my dental work and stuff, I thought it could be that the jaw was out of whack. And you confirmed that. So right after we hung up, I grabbed the Shungite eye mask and I put it so that it covered the entire area, including the vagus nerve, and had it attached to the top of my head, that type of thing. And within I think I remembered to test it like maybe 5 minutes, but I think it happened before that. I just wasn't paying attention, and I'm touching it, and I'm going like, "Whoa, there's no pain there at all." So I'm just telling people that if you have dental problems or something like this, like your jaw seems you're getting weird feelings in, could my jaw be out? Yes, your jaw could be out. And so the eye shades that people buy from Derek can be used for your, it looks weird, but where you do it when nobody's around because the response to it was intensely fast. And I haven't had any problems since. So I just wanted to throw that out to people. And that's under Shungite mask. Yes, is that what it is?
Yeah, Shungite eye mask, and then of course any form of the Shungite rubber, including our new Shungite patches, which would be a, I don't know what, maybe an, and actually they modified in the last day, but they're about an inch and a half diameter now. The new Shungite patches, we've changed them a little bit, but those are even more convenient for just, slapping against your jaw and putting them there. You don't have to put the sticker, the actual patch, over the Shungite rubber, but you can hold it there like Nancy's talking about. If you already have the Shungite eye mask, like she said, just stick that sucker around your arm if you're hurting your arm or your face. The Shungite rubber can be used anywhere, so that's an option too. Even if you already own a piece of the Shungite pad, the bigger pieces, that's fine. Doesn't matter. It can all be used that way. But no, it's a good idea. I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly how people use it in here. They'll show me and they'll pull it out of certain spots and pockets and Shungite rubber I'm talking about. And see, or under their hat, all sorts of spots. It's just a convenient way of getting Shungite and silver, those frequencies in an area. If you just look at it like that, then, and even it works better if you realize it like that too. So then you can just kind of spin it in your head. Well, I've just added these energies or frequencies. And well, you imagining it is part of the recipe. It'll make it go quicker. The whole placebo effect thing, which is real. So
Very real.
yeah. Did you have any other topics, Mark, you wanted to bring up or questions or anything?
You have any interviews coming up? I
Mm-hmm.
messaged the on the YouTube the Sewing Prosperity guy because I usually do podcasts not on YouTube. I use the phone podcast app. I just like listen to audio because I drive a lot for work, and a lot of these people, like another guy is Jeff Mara, who interviewed Ani. He doesn't have Ani's thing on the. What do you call it? The podcast app, like on podcast. So I'm going to bug him about that. I don't know why these people do this, but Anyway, he has it on there so people can just listen to the audio. And then next week we have Awake versus Aware of Robert Temple on plasma and water and life force and plasma intelligence. And then I think for Cosmic Soup, Nancy, we're going to go with the Richard Bartlett one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's really interesting. How did I find it? Matrix energetics. It's I guess you could say a form of psychic surgery, coyote shamanism. I think I found him through Coast to Coast and then like browsing the bookstore in Barnes and Noble. And like, what is this thing called Matrix Energetics? And then it's really like using stuff in your imagination visually, what you pick up clairvoyantly, and how anybody can do this. It's super easy. The guy passed away a couple months ago, 71. And yeah, so we're gonna me and Kalis will be talking about that, or and Nancy too. So I like that Nancy's included in this conversation because Bartlett's a whole different animal, and they have a bunch of his courses available through the well, actually, they took the website down, Institute of Harmonic Resonance Technology, and he lived in Seattle for the longest time. Derek, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but this is the last month they're offering a bunch of his courses. I mean, the books are available. There are some public ones like Programs for Matrix Energetics, but the stuff that he did this year of spatial clairvoyance, it's just like this lady that we're wanting to get on one of the shows of using tuning forks to see the biofield anatomy, your aura, bioelectricity that extends out 3 to 6 feet. That's where people store their memories, even from like a NLP, neuro-linguistic programming standpoint. Like when somebody thinks of a certain memory or emotion, their eyes would look in a certain direction. And I think that corresponds with where that memory is located in their biofield. And so this lady that uses the tuning forks, who I think we're going to play an hour of it, and they were interviewing Robert Temple. And they brought up that whole thing, and it was a really good discussion back and forth of just with energy, organ, and the whole thing with being able to read people like a book if you know how. And like what Derek said, everybody has this ability, and he has a couple of books on it, and of course the website, and so it all connects. And I think those episodes will be out. We'll be taping hopefully Sunday, and then we'll be out early next week. So, and Derek, did you have any upcoming events, interviews? Any update on the B project and website?
Yeah, actually, I found just about everything you just said, actually. So a couple of them that they're going to be recorded in the next week or so. So I can't announce the date they'll be released. But the Sowing Prosperity, so Roman with that is we're putting together in the background. I think we're going to record next week. He's putting together Ole, so Professor Johannesson. His name is Ole Johannesson. He's a professor. He's one of the world-leading authorities on EMF radiation and the health effects. So this is the guy, and we're gonna he's gonna so Roman's gonna open up the video conference, put us two together and start talking energies and bees, and we've been chatting behind the scenes and researching each other and what we do. So that'll be a thing. And if someone wants to look it up, it's his I shared it in our chat room, but you can just type in Ole Joanne Johan, I'll have to spell it Olle, and then the last name is Joe, Johannesson. So I'm not sure I'm even pronouncing that right, but there's lots of videos, YouTube videos, interviews. He was in the one of the big conferences here recently, and again, I'm just having to pull this from the top of my head. I didn't think about announcing this, but that's going to be a really interesting interview and or just podcast, I'll call it like that, because it's just both of us going with each other. And then another one we'll be with coming here, I'll have to look at the calendar, but in a couple of weeks with Alphavetic. So and for those who don't know, so that's Dr. Bear, and then Mike will be there. So and that's another podcast. It was on some years ago. We talked Shungite bees. We're going to be talking about that again. So they're a great bunch of guys and fantastic supplements behind that company and great podcast. So those are two, I think, coming up here in the next week or two. And again, when I and they'll be released on their platforms. But when I know it, I'll let Mark and Nancy, and we'll announce it on a podcast or something. So that's coming up and stuff in store. Not just our normal stuff on stores in store. So if somebody's here locally in the Skagit County region of Washington State, come visit us and check our calendar because every other weekend we have the free psychic fairs and different events. So that's happening. And you asked one other thing, and I don't remember what it was. It's gonna it'll have to occur to me. But yeah, so those are a couple of the podcasts coming up.
And I think next week we have Cassie visiting us and being interviewed. Nancy, is that right?
Yes, at least she's on the schedule.
Yeah, Cassie wrote the Shungite Miracles book from the UK, followed Nancy since the beginning and their version of things and products that they offer. ORFM, I think their Facebook name is. They do little video snippets. That's pretty cool. And yeah, I
Yeah,
recommend
that.
the book. Nancy has the book. Derek approves of them. How do you guys want to comment further on that?
Yeah, watch some of the videos too. I'm glad you brought that up. It is pretty interesting stuff, so definitely check them out. And watch the videos and yeah, that's awesome. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it. They always have so much cool stuff to share. They have a blog too, their own blog, which they have their own updated information of research items and testimonials. And it's just cool to see what people are doing with it in Europe. And changing lives there. And that's it for me.
Yep. Nope. Appreciate everybody coming here and listening too. Yeah. It's going to be a good show next week.
All right, everybody. We appreciate you being here. This was the Shungite Reality Show. Be safe, everybody. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.